I have a very strong connection with God's creations.
She loves all animals, cats in particular.
Here we go. Here's some, come on.
Those cats are everywhere.
And there are feral cats that live in the barns and the woodshed. They have taken over the house.
They were born this morning.
She just continues on letting them breed. Just in the last 3 weeks that I know, there's been 4 new litters. And there was 7 new litters a couple weeks before that.
I am not a hoarder in any way, shape, or form. I take care of other people's throwaways.
People have their cats that they don't want anymore, and they go drop them off over there. She kept every one of them.
They're a big problem. There's too many of them. When I walk into my mother's house, it saddens me. She had nice furniture, nice carpet, and then the cats came, and it's not the same house it used to be. Everything is shredded to the foam, to the wood, and what's left there is covered in fur balls, inches thick. There is cat feces and spray on every single appliance and countertop. That house is toxic.
You walk in and it takes your breath away, right out of you.
It makes your lungs burn, your nose water. I don't know how my mother does it with all her health issues. My mother has asthma, bronchitis. She's had pneumonia numerous times.
Okay, come on, everybody up.
She's walking around barefoot in that dirty, nasty house.
Living a lot better is not as important to me as having my animals. All right, now. I got babies with sniffles and sneezes, and this is homeopathic medicine. Open up, little boy.
She tries to medicate them all. I'm not a vet, but it doesn't usually help.
Okay, who else? I have seen homeopathic medicine work over and over again. Nobody knows why, but boy, it's effective.
The reality is, these cats are getting sick and dying. I've seen how these animals suffer. They've got such respiratory things. And then in their eyes, they're blood red and oozing.
She's got so many kittens right now, and every single one of them is sick.
Oh, God.
My mother loses anywhere from 2 to 3 cats a week. She has no more space on her property to bury cats without hitting bones.
You put him in a bag and put him in the freezer.
She will put these cats in her freezer until trash day. How does she believe that that's normal? How does she believe that it's not that bad?
It doesn't make sense to me, but she's hanging on to something.